It is hard to believe it has been 6 years since the financial meltdown that crushed the housing market and our investments as unemployment soared. We're now getting a look at what our country's financial leaders were saying during those dark days. Joining us for more is Paul Brandis, White House correspondent for West Wing Reports. He's also a columnist for The Guardian and a former Wall Street guy as well. Paul, good to have you with us. Remind us just how bad things were back in 08.
Oh, my gosh, John. It was really just a horrible time. I mean, just to recap, the housing market began collapsing in 2006. It wiped out $1.7 trillion with a T in wealth for homeowners. The stock market collapsed. It plunged 57%. IRAs, 401ks wiped out. And then came 2008, where things got even worse. The mortgage industry fell. In August, you had the bailouts of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. In October, you had TARP, the $700 billion bailout of the banks. And in December, you had the beginning of the auto bailouts, GM and Chrysler. So the economy shrank. And another data point quickly that people can relate to, gasoline prices fell 55% all the way from $4.11 down to $1.85. So one of the most, just a sidebar, one of the most disingenuous things ever said is that people say, well, gas was only $1.85 when Obama was sworn in. Well, it's because it collapsed in the 6 months prior. So it was really a bad time. Hard to believe it was 6 years ago.
Yeah, and housing prices still get compared to those peaks of where they were before. So what are we learning about how the Federal Reserve dealt with that crisis at the time, and how does that give us any insight into what they're essentially doing with our money now?
Well, these Fed transcripts, which came out yesterday, are going to be the subject of discussion, I think, for years to come, and they really do paint, John, a stark and even a frightening reminder, I think, of just how close we were to a true economic catastrophe, and people forget how bad things were. I mean, it was really just a bad time. Ben Bernanke, who just left the Fed at the end of January, warned that we weren't heading for, I think he said, a mere slowdown, but in his words, a much nastier episode, and that's exactly what we got. And since Janet Yellen is now the Fed chair, I think it's instructive to know what she was thinking as well. And she was right on when she warned of, in her words, a severe recession and credit crisis. The risks are unacceptably high. And she said we need to get ahead of this with as much stimulus as we can. The more the better, the sooner than later. And that's exactly where we are now.
And it's safe to say that from what we've learned about Janet Yellen, that she probably favors using the tools that she has at her disposal aggressively. What does that mean for our money going forward?
Well, the Fed funds rate, which is a key interest rate that the Fed has, was lowered to 0% over 2008, and 6 years later, it is still at 0%. That basically means banks can borrow money fairly cheaply. We still have these very cheap interest rates. Mortgage rates, which have moved up a little bit in the past, are still fairly historically low, so they're hoping to get people back into the housing market. Housing prices are moving up, but the data shows a lot of people are actually buying houses with cash. That is not exactly a lot of folks who can afford to do that. I mean, autos have come back, the housing market has come back, but you still have a ton of people who are unemployed, not looking for work, and that is the Fed's main mandate. Get people back to work, keep inflation low.
And both as a guy who covers the White House and a guy familiar with the financial markets, what does this mean for the long-term future of our economy? Because all this money out there, you'd think it would have to come back and boomerang on us at some point.
Well, the main concern is that all of this Fed stimulus over the past couple of years has really just been an economic sugar high that's caused, I think, corporate profits and stocks to soar and housing to rebound. The concern is that some of these underlying fundamentals are still a problem. One problem, real quickly, is that Americans used their homes as a piggy bank in the last decade, weren't saving much themselves, and why should they when their homes were rising in value? But when housing prices collapsed, again, they lost that $1.7 trillion in equity, and yet they were still stuck with the loans. So people even now are just digging themselves out of debt. The savings rate has gone up a little bit, but that means when people are paying off debt and saving, they are not pumping money into the economy, and two-thirds of the economy is based on consumer spending. So when people are saving more and paying off debt, it's good for them, not so good for the economy as a whole.